Yes, Brother Rich in Michigan, listening to your broadcast, mostly on the telephone these days. There's one of the broadcasts that Brother Stair had on. It's while speaking in tongues, and somewhere in the middle of it, he spoke how the Spirit was on him, and, you know, he didn't have the words. He was overwhelmed. And the day before I heard that broadcast, I was just that way. And I didn't know what was happening to me. In any case, I can't explain all this over the phone, so what I'm going to do is just say God bless you all. You got to keep the faith. You got to endure until the end. And we were chosen for time, for this time, the end time. That's a blessing. Nobody's had to go through what the church is going through at this time in the past. They've had hard times, and they've had their martyrs and all like that. But, yeah, this is something special. I'm a little overwhelmed more and more every day. Who's scattered to the four winds under heaven will be gathered together for these last days. I believe that. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hi, Brother Stair. Condoling. I'm sorry for the past, but I'm calling from Nashville, Tennessee. Listening, still listening, and still going through the airwaves. Mary Nathan.
Good morning, all the saints at the Overcoming Ministry in Walterboro, South Carolina. We just heard unexpectedly tuned in on the radio this Saturday, July 31, in the year 2021, on radio station, 6:20 a.m., New York, New Jersey. We unexpectedly tuned and we're listening to Brother Stair's broadcast. We're so happy and happy. We just tuned in. We didn't expect to hear it because today's Saturday. But we shall be listening straight through without moving this station so we can continue to hear the broadcast from Brother Stair. We miss him. Thank God for all you saints at the Overcomer for continuing to maintain Brother Stair's messages, his preaching. We love you all, each and every one of you, praying for your continued health, longevity, and continue to broadcast on this station. And we still listen to you Monday through Friday, 2 a.m. right through 5 a.m. without moving the station on the AM, FM transistor radio. Nobody else has computer or smartphone or anything digital like that. Just a simple $20 AM FM transistor radio, Sony. And people have told us that they tuned into Brother Stair's broadcast and all the saints at the Overcomer, praying for each and every one of you. And all the callers who call in asking prayer, we all need prayer, each and every one of us too. We all need help, and we're praying for our health, longevity, but still awaiting the return of our precious Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who makes it all worthwhile. God bless each and every one of you. We shall continue to hear the broadcast and hoping and praying that Brother Stair's broadcast will go on as long as we're still here, all of us here on planet Earth. God bless you all by now.
God bless you, saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson in Finland, Minnesota. I'm listening on 5950, and that's doing good this morning. And I'll be with you for prayer hour and listening through the day. And I do ask your prayers for us, and I do pray for all the saints at the Overcomer and around the world. And Lord, help us all to stand strong and not waver in our faith. Come, Lord Jesus, come as my prayer. May Lord bless you all, and Maranatha.
Shalom, Maranatha. This is Sister Levine calling in, thanking God for the service. thank God for the words of comfort and faith. I thank God that the feast days are coming up, and I would most definitely love to partake in all of them, if that's God's will. And I just want to know who I would have to speak to if I wanted to be at all of them. Thank you so much for taking my call, and I just bless the Lord for my brothers and sisters. Shalom and Maranatha.
Bless you, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Sherry. I was just calling to say hello and just here listening. Appreciate all the phone calls from the saints around the world and how encouraging they are. And the one sister who mentioned how we've lost Brother Stair, but we still have each other, just completely concur with that. It was such a blessing to me to hear that. So marching on and getting ready for the Sabbath service tomorrow. We'll be joining you then. And Pastor Rice, your message was so timely. Last Sabbath, and just so timely. So praise the Lord. And that reminds me that I am, Lord willing, planning to come for the Feast of Trumpets. Been praying about it and seeking the Lord and feeling the that He's leading me to come and visit. So I will be listening to the broadcast to hear about that, and bless you all, saints, and look forward to the time. Maranatha.
Good evening. Welcome to the ministry. This is Sister Stephanie Cade. So I'm calling and asking prayer for Irene Watson, who's very ill with in-life heart problem. The Lord continues to bless. I intend to put a letter in the mail. And thank God for the ministry. Thank God for hearing your prayers for me. Stephanie Cade, and desire your continued prayers. Maranatha.
Hi, my name is Savine Dubois. I'm calling from Jersey City, New Jersey. I'm listening to your program this morning at 2 o'clock in the morning. I believe the station is 68.8 AM. I like prayer for my family, the Kennedy family, Leonard Robinson included. Kamara Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, Leonard Robinson, Dolly Kennedy, Denise Kennedy, and my family, my whole family and myself. Prayer for freedom from depression, freedom from sickness, illness, and disease. And prayer for financial increase, favor, blessings, and salvation for my family that really needs salvation because none of them are serving the Lord. Thank you. Divine Dubois. Thank you.